This instruction details the procedures used to replace the Flowstar's U13 chip located on the PCA-138 printed circuit board, PCB. Caution, the Flowstar is a static-sensitive device, and standard practice for static-sensitive parts should be observed. First, verify the programmed settings of the Flowstar by following the steps listed below. 1. Obtain the HFC's test certificate for the Flowstar unit. 2. Enter the setup mode of the Flowstar. 3. Compare the information contained on the test certificate to the values programmed into Flowstar. 4. Note any differences between the HFC's test certificate and the programmed settings of the Flowstar. To remove the PCA-138 PCB from the Flowstar, follow these steps. 1. Disconnect power and signal lines from the Flowstar. 2. Remove 4 screws from the front panel of the Flowstar. 3. Detach 2 ribbon cables from the front panel. 4. On the back panel, remove the top 2 screws. 5. Detach the middle ribbon cable going from the top PCB to the bottom PCB. 6. Slide the top PCB out of the Flowstar. This is the PCA-138. To replace the EEPROM chip on the PCA-138 PCB, follow these steps. 1. Locate the U13 chip on the PCA-138 board. This is a 24-pin IC that has a label on it. Please reference the included drawing, HFC's number 700-0086, component layout PCA-138. 2. Carefully remove the U13 chip, noting its orientation. 3. Install the new firmware into the U13 socket. Note the orientation of the IC socket. Check the EEPROM for bent pins. To install the PCA-138 PCB back into the Flowstar, follow the steps outlined in Removal of the PCA-138 Printed Circuit Board in reverse order. After reassembling the Flowstar, reconnect the power and signal lines. Apply power to the Flowstar. If the screen remains blank for about 1 minute, the Flowstar is performing a system restore. Enter the setup mode of the Flowstar and verify the calibration settings. If the calibration settings do not agree with HFC's test certificate, then enter in the correct calibration settings from the save list.